All right. You know what day it is, and you know what time it is. And yes, this is the Inside Hour. Yes, earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. And though I have gifts of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, and bears all things, and believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And now, abide, faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. Tonight, we will be talking on the Inside Hour tonight about prophecy. But before we get to that, I have to tell you, Dr. Len, on this auspicious occasion of Tuesday, here we go, another Inside Hour. Let us open it up with an invocation to you-know-who, the creator with the most, oh, with the juice, and let life be the juice. Come on in, Dr. Len. Let's do this.
Hi there, Reverend Roxy. Well, thank you so much. Here we are, Election Eve. It certainly is a historic occasion where we have Barack Obama, the first African-American president, that I pray will have some sort of a divine inspiration as he manifests his administration. May he go in the Creator's direction, not in the political Satanist direction. So my prayer tonight goes out to all of the Americans who voted in this election. I pray that your vote matters. I pray that the politicians that you voted for and have been told to us are going to change their ways and change America, and this administration is about change. I pray that this change is in the proper direction of ultra-conservatism, not republicanism, but in the Creator's conservation of matter and energy. It's human energy, human spirituality, that I pray that this change is going to go back to recover the spirit that was lost and has been suppressed through the decimations of the populations, through the satanic sorcery that has been cast over the televisions, the magic spells of propaganda that has erased from our memories the capabilities that we have to commune with the Most High. I pray that all of the votes cast shall be a vote in favor of our Creator and, most importantly, the hope, faith, and love that your prayer tonight and your invocation tonight, Reverend Roxy, is all about. I pray that the United States of America becomes the United States of love. I pray that this election will have a significant impact on the spirituality and the correct direction of our political administrations to manifest love in the perfect sense, in the real sense, where there's compassion and empathy for the poverty and the impoverished, that we have total compassion and empathy for the sick who have ailments that should not be because of the pharmaceutical sorcery. I pray that the administration will not go in the same direction as the past presidents and the past pharmaceutical industrialists have directed. I pray that this love vibration, this total source of the kingdom of heaven, the direct center of the entire universe, love and joy will be the administration's focus, and that all the people all over the world will get into this wave of expanded consciousness and divine, flowing, loving, light-filled energy that is the most sustaining and uplifting of all of the Creator's blessings. This love frequency vibration, I pray, will expand out of everyone's vote into everyone's heart and expand the heart so that it spins according to the spin of our Creator's magnificent musical mathematical matrix of creation. And I pray that this creative essence within us, given to us out of grace and mercy by the Most High, to recreate ourselves and our country and our communities in the image of the Creator, that it becomes the source and the force of not just our sustenance, but our evolution, to become all that we can be, the superhuman beings that the Creator intended to have, formed in the image of Creator, told to the Elohim, the gods, that we shall create in our image this perfect people, men and women of the Most High design. I pray that all of this love and all of this frequency resonance and all this vibrational essence of the Most High manifest politically so that we can be free of all of the plagues, poverty, and all sorts of issues that are not of the Creator, that are only of the satanic evil force of blindness and ignorance, and that we grasp fully the truth that shall set us free. In Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you, Heavenly Creator, and in your name we give full faith and trust. And so it is on Election Eve, November 7th, 2008.
Amen to that. But an amendment I'll give you to that, it's November 4th.
Oh, is it the 4th? What was the 7th?
Yes. Huh? This is the 4th.
Well, that was one mistake I made.
And that's just how it is, because we're not perfect. Only God is perfect. Isn't that right?
You bet, sister. You bet.
I do
like making mistakes, you know, because, and sometimes I look at my mistakes like that, and I'm, in my writings I'll have some frequently one or two mistakes in every paper I put out, and I go, there you go. I am human. I'm still growing.
Only reason I know it's really November 4th is this is my adopted father's birthday today, and he would have been 103 years old. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah, really. And before they started moving it around the Tuesdays, you know, the election was always on November 4th, no matter what day it was. You know,
well, that's
a long
how much,
time ago.
That's how much U.S. history I know.
Anyhow, we were going to talk tonight about prophecy. You know, I love the subject myself because it brings in Moses and Isaiah. When you look at the Bible and you get to Corinthians, which is one of our favorite places to go looking for the spirit of the word, because Paul is the one who's speaking, and the only way he could really get it was either through the other apostles. He said, Jesus said, or he got it through divine inspiration through practicing that which Jesus was putting out, as you say, Yeshua, mean you no disrespect, it's just a matter of upbringing, but we know we're talking about the same man. And then we look at Jesus, and we see that Yeshua, he predicted that another one would be coming. Another one would be coming. And it is that one that I'd like to speak about tonight, because that one may not be just one, it may be all of us. And that perhaps we spent so much time on the Holy Spirit, I mean the Christian faith, Muslim faith, that we really need to understand the spirit of the truth. And I think it is there that we see a little bit about prophecy coming in, because a lot of people don't like to hear the truth. When Noah was speaking it, when Isaiah was speaking it, these people, Moses was speaking it, nobody wanted to really hear it. And the truth is, we are all prophets. We are all prophets, and we are all connected to the one if we choose to let ourselves go. Isn't that right, Dr. Lynn?
I truly believe what you're saying is absolutely certain. Let me give you some information and for the benefit of the folks out there to really reinforce what it is that you've just said, because it is extremely profound. It has a lot to do, as you know, Reverend Roxy, with the love code, the musical mathematical matrix that unites us in a frequency vibration of divinity that has the capacity to bless humanity maximally. And that issue, that edict, that prescription to seek first the kingdom of heaven, then all else shall come unto you. And the concept of Leonardo da Vinci having been immersed in the mathematics of that matrix that provided him with prophetic vision, future vision, with this magnificent, heartfelt, loving intent and expression of this divine creative vibration in his heart to manifest it on earth as it is in heaven in these beautiful artistic works. You see, this is what it is that I believe you're talking about, is it not?
Yes, it is. Very much so. I would definitely categorize our divine Da Vinci as a prophet for the ages. And in his time, in his times, he saw the future, and he was able to correctly leave clues. This is the kind of individuals that will be coming, many, 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 coming fast and furious. Like in my father's poem, Dr. Len, he says, many have come with a good word your way, and many you have killed in a variety of ways. Others you've mocked and locked away. But now, with the change that's come over the world, all over the world, I believe that there is an advocate, a comforter, a helper coming for us all. And that is us. That's when we win. When we become advocates of each other's, comforters of each other's, helpers of each other's. This is the spirit of truth. When you arrive at the truth, it is then that you can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
You know, I love that concept. That's very, very akin to the Christian theology of the bride stepping up for the grand marriage of the Messiah, of the Creator with humanity, the merging of this divinity in humanity with the Source, and then thus creating the basic environment in which it is friendly and it is nurturing and harmonious to the divine love, the administration of the truth, the administration of the way, the administration of harmony versus dissonance. And that's what this whole messianic age, that's what the 1,000 years of world peace is prophesied to be, where the lion lies down with the lamb, where we have peace on earth, means that there's no dissonance. There's no warring factions. That means there's no fear. That means there's only love. That means that we're all engaging fully that mercy, that vibrational blessing of joy and love and harmony versus this dissonance and divisiveness. We are one. We are together. In the matrix, we are one. Now, what we need to do is simply actualize the manifestation of the kingdom of heaven on earth, as above, so below. Let's bring it right here, rock solid, grounded, on earth as it is in heaven. And the only way to do that is by letting go of the fear, letting go of the dissonance, opening our hearts to the universal resonance of this co-creatorship that we all have. Just like you say, each one of us is a prophet. Each one of us has a prophet and prophesying capability as we merge with this higher level of consciousness and heart openness, where we begin to realize the messages coming from the heavenly throne, the Creator, the angels, the sources of the sustenance and protection that we have been receiving, and then the direction that we're gaining and then administering so that we can live 1,000 years of world peace. That is what the mission is. I know that's what your ministry is all about, the Raising Cain ministry. I know that's the Royal Bloodline of David's mission. I know that's what we're doing on the Big Island of Hawaii. I know that's what the Concert for the Living Waters is all about. That's what I know our whole lives. As we now are elderly, we now have a whole life history of wisdom and lessons mostly learned the hard way, with which we can now share. And essentially, in the sharing, we get a chance to bless. And in the blessing, we get a chance to maximally sustain. To be that way, we've got to administer the highest of Holy Spirits. And in order to do that, we have got to commune. We've got to commune with the Most High. I know it is my privilege and blessing to be with you, sister, in this magnificent voyage into eternity.
Yeah, and that's a long time. You know, very true, Dr. Lynn. I mean, you can find that information, and what's so beautiful about going through these books of inspiration, divine inspiration, is because they all line up, and you'll find that same truth in all the books if you stick with the story. You know, you can find out what Jesus said, that Paul is taken secondhand from John in 14:16. These codes, these places in the Bible where you can begin to look to see, well, how will you recognize change if you don't know what it all looks like now and what it used to look like? And the only way you can really understand how heaven looks is to see it through Jesus' eyes, to see it through the Prophet Muhammad's eyes, to see it through the Buddha's eyes, to see and to seek that perfection. That's what it's all about. That's why the Living Waters concert. Oh, my goodness, and now we have a president who was born in Hawaii. I believe we're going to get some serious political backing on this one, Dr. Lynn, because water is the solution to our energy problems. And I do believe if this man is open, we should be able to crack this nut and set our people free. Hello?
You know, Reverend Roxy, you know, you highly encouraged us to do this show tonight, even though this is, you know, breaking news, it's history being made. And, you know, I really honor your wisdom for us to actually put this show in the archives. And for those who are really supporters of ours, listening to the Inside Hour every Tuesday night, you know, not to miss tonight, I think it was a wise choice that you made. And I think that this whole concept of us delivering a prophetic message on this election eve is essentially what's necessary for us to ring in this magnificent messianic age, this vision, this future vision of perfection. That's what we are, and that we radiate that, and we settle for nothing less in our environment, in our relationships with the way that we get around, including the energy utilization, all based on, like what you're saying, the water, the universal solvent to solve the pollution, to solve the problem. Do, re, mi, fa, so. Solve a pollute in Latin means solve the problem and solve the pollution in English. And we can solve every single problem very quickly with an administration that, by the grace of the Creator, will be redirected away from special interests into the Creator's interests.
That's very true. You know, I had to really think a lot about tonight's show because, you know, politically, it says politics is the science of citizenship, right? But I have to stick with my citizenship in the kingdom of heaven. I want in there. I don't know about Washington, D.C. or even any of the other places in which I have to have my human flesh. But tonight, I wanted to stick with the good news. Oh, my goodness, no matter whether if it had been McCain or whether it had been Obama, we still have to stick with the good news. And the news is that love, more than anything else, is going to solve this here situation. And that's what we've been dealing with, and that's why I work with you. I mean, it's like a mutual admiration society. And even then, I just want to tell you something, Dr. Lynn. I missed you last week. Oh, my goodness. I was so happy that I just called out. I know there are people out there listening because I cried out like a baby hoping somebody would help me out because I was running. I didn't want to deal with the negative, the economy, people not having enough money, credit card problems, all of that. I didn't want to deal with it. I wanted to deal with the good news. And we got two callers, including Don Nikoloff, who called in and helped me out last week. I don't know if you listened to the show, but I was crying out. I missed you so much. Hello?
Hi there. Who's calling?
No, I think that was me, Dr. Lynn.
Oh.
I think I hit the... That would have been nice to have a caller.
Well, listen, you know, Reverend Rocky, thank you so much for that. Let me share with everyone what went on last week when I took the night off. We were actually being serenaded by Scott Huckabee in Sedona, Arizona at Awaken TV with our brother Skip Thomas, who is the curator for Awaken TV, which is a brand new television network that's going to be with us evolving very powerfully to bring consciousness and
like you say, the gospel, the great news, the new gospel, there's fabulous news. A lot of it has to do with the universal solvent, water, the concert for the living waters. That's what we did in Sedona last Tuesday night. Scott was a featured guest, and we were also filming. We had a tremendous 2 days of filming for a documentary on the strategic planning conference for the concert for the living water, which is next summer solstice, as you know, the 19th of June through the 21st. And, Reverend Roxy, this is a fulfillment of what your daddy told you, that we would create everything we needed from nothing. Give us that.
Doing the impossible.
Go.
Doing the impossible.
Do the. Tell the world what it is that your father prophesied.
Of course, tonight I would more than ever like to say it. We, the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified, have been doing the unbelievable for so long, with so little, we now attempt to do the impossible with nothing. That is
I
the
love
creed
that.
Of Dangerous George Williams, San Francisco, California.
Yes. Hallelujah. What a magnificent prophecy. What totally divine wisdom that whole saying is. And I honor the Spirit. Totally honor this whole concept of everything is unfolding out of nothing, which is the Creator's realm of manifesting everything. And that's what took place last Tuesday and Wednesday in Sedona, Arizona, and it's continued. I've been in touch recently with Christopher Chabot. Just about daily, we are evolving. I want to give Christopher's website out in case you haven't seen it yourself, Reverend Roxy.
I did.
Isn't it beautiful?
I listened to some of the artists, man. He's got some really good blues artists over there.
Wonderful. Yeah, so he is all about, Christopher is a brother, he's all about raising the consciousness in entertainment industry. And so he has really taken the lead with being the international now administrator of organizing everything that's necessary for us to have this magnificent concert. We met with some wonderful people in L.A., last week on Friday before we went to Sedona. Friday and Saturday we spent the day with some fabulous people who have been engaged in humanitarian efforts and bringing world events such as concerts, and they've got the venue in San Francisco where they have been actually already funded to have a consciousness-raising major musical event in San Francisco. We're collaborating and combining our energies and our spiritual visions and praying together now, and that Christopher has been bringing on additional people, investors, all sorts of people are just literally lining up because the people now get it. By the grace of the Creator, humanity has suffered long enough, and those of us who have been working and being ransomed from this planet, that is being heard enough that we wake up enough so that we can get that there's a better way, and that is the heart way, not the head way. Essentially, we're going to make headway through the heart, and that's essentially what it is that Christopher grasps and all the people that have been coming online. Skip Thomas, his group down in Sedona at Awaken TV, they've offered us all of their facilities. They wish to partner with us. They wish to affiliate and associate and form alliances with us. So we now have everything manifesting right now for that magnificent global concert. You'll see over the next couple of weeks, because we just had this meeting this morning, that a whole new website is going to be added to livehto.org. We're going to have probably livehto.com, which will be the main website whereby everything is going to be administered, the simultaneous feeds and simulcasts and broadcasts, whereby you may have some top bands. You may have Sting singing in New York City, and you may have Paul McCartney singing in San Francisco. But there's going to be one station broadcasting it all, and it appears to be out of this beautiful facility that Scott Skip Thomas at Awaken TV has brought to us. His web server, Adam, has already been consulted. We have additional support from our backup. Jack Bailey has been offering his assistance on the Internet. Everything is simply lining up just in the Creator's time. And it is such a magnificent honor, humbling blessing for me to be working with all these magnificent human beings who get it. They've come out of stupid. They've come out of stupidity like all of us. And that is all of us on our team, on Creator's team. And that this is the bride that we're ushering now. We're singing to the bride. You know, you're singing to the choir, right? Well, the choir is raising their vibration and opening the heart to this loving intention of actualizing peace on earth, health, and goodwill to brothers and sisters internationally, universal prosperity, and this whole concept of a global baptism, raising the spirit of the love that humanity can lend to the creative juice, to the living waters, and then have that resonance, that intense resonance, resonate into our own body temples. We're filled with the ocean waters of the Creator. That's what our bodies are 80% made of. And so we're going to resonate, we're going to entrain to the living waters when they vibe to the love. The 144,000 gathering, it will be administered via the temple, online. We've got that online right now. Everything is magnificently falling in place. And by the way, this past week, we added another segment to the liveh2o.org website. You can get to it also by the address, the domain address, www.love528.com. 528, love528.com is going to give you this other blessing. It's going to relay the most wonderful revelations and research information that has been collected, and now we're giving it out freely on that website, where you'll read that the consensus that's growing very powerfully. We were right. The Creator's blessed us with 528, the love frequency. The confirmation we already had, but it's now coming stronger. It's spreading like wildfire, like the Creator's wildfire, like that burning bush wildfire that the Creator wants everybody to know. His 528 frequency, that's Hertz frequency, cycles per second, 528, that we can tune our instruments to, and that the instruments played during Live H2O shall be tuned to. That is love. Pure, simple vibration of the loving essence, central to the kingdom of heaven, central to the musical mathematical matrix, which is akin to the kingdom of heaven, central to the electromagnetic color spectrum, central to the rainbow, central to the sound spectrum, central to the center of your heart, and that love that resonates in all of our hearts, especially keen on bringing in and celebrating this divine human communion. The love frequency vibration is where it is at. That is the currency of divinity. Love, forever flowing, forever giving. And forgiving is what we need to do to get in line and step and surf this wave to the shores of eternity.
I knew when this was getting started that I wanted to be a part of it. And I realize now that when the work is done, that we will all know. And I believe that many people will benefit from this, if not in time, in real time, in just the sheer idea that they can tap into such a phenomena at any time. And that's where it's at. You know, listeners, you're listening to BBSRadio.com, and this is the Insight Hour with Reverend Roxy and Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and not necessarily in that order. And it is brought to you by Oxy Silver. We got to pay some bills, Dr. Len, only for the simple reason is that we are so blessed to be able to have such good products that we can send out there into the universe and in return receive such beautiful benefits. Will you tell everybody how they can get involved in Oxy Silver, and then we'll get back because we're just 33 minutes into the show.
All right, sweetheart. I'd love to do that. You know, Oxy Silver is totally an awesome blessing. And we're developing with OxySilver and the support that you've given us, every bottle of OxySilver that you buy is going right back into this global mission to help people as well as heal people. OxySilver is a silver hydrosol. If you haven't learned about it yet, you must go online to www.oxysilver.com. That's spelled OxySilver, OxySilver.com. And if you're a researcher, make sure you go to the validation page. If you want to know how good this stuff is, go to the validation page where you're going to see research articles and archives on the right-hand side, about halfway down on the validation page of that website. Click on it. It'll open you up to NASA science. You see, NASA scientists developed OxySilver, the base product that doesn't even have what we've got. We put love, 528 hertz frequency, into our OxySilver product so that we can create a constitutional remedy for fear and lunacy. We can bring back sanity within the Holy Spirit-filled temple through a frequency-resonating solution, water, with a trace amount of silver in a nanoparticle size that is the most electrically conductive and destabilizes pathogens while it oxygenates the tissues. That means that you can be free from infectious diseases. That means you can make completely obsolete with OxySilver all of the vaccinations, all of the antibiotics, and all the toxicity and the environmental degradation that the drugs are causing. This is now history that we are now celebrating beyond that lunacy, that insanity, that Babylonian hypocrisy of making antibiosis history. Essentially, it's not about anti, it's about pro. Probiosis, probiotic, living in harmony with not just divinity, but every species on this planet. Essentially, that's where we can be. It's all about the chemistry of the body. And so that's what OxySilver is all about. Read about the research behind it. You'll be totally inspired. You'll be thrilled to be part of what we're doing, evolutionizing healthcare through understanding of how water really works.
And we have a Healthy World distributing store, don't we still?
Yes, indeed.
What's
yes,
hot
indeed.
There?
All right, well,
what's
let me give folks
there?
A toll-free number to call. If you'd like to get some more information or order a bottle or more of OxySilver, and you can get, by the way, a case of 18 for 40% discount, and that's highly encouraged right now as the governments and governors and the public health officials, I basically feel uncomfortable saying public health because it's public disease induction is more like it, what their agenda is, through the vaccinations, but they're telling us to stockpile all sorts of things. Elena, you know, my 16-year-old, Reverend Roxy, came home from school the other day. Her high school history teacher was telling people that he had heard a senator speak to stockpile, this is on the news, to stockpile food and water as well as pharmaceuticals for the coming plague of bioterror and the avian flu. So this is what they're now telling us. I highly urge everybody to stockpile OxySilver. I was on Coast to Coast the other night, too, with George Norrie, and it was a wonderful opportunity. They called me last minute, and I did an hour program. I was supposed to be on for 10 minutes. They kept me on for an hour. And a number of callers, and even George, triggered me into saying, well, look, the best preparation, instead of vaccination and getting intoxicated through vaccination, is to get OxySilver. So we've been very, very blessed. There has been a tremendous response. And a lot of people now are gaining the benefits. Also, we basically have gotten the basic data from the OxySilver humanitarian relief effort that we sent 800 bottles of OxySilver to Uganda. And Peter Luima from the Wasart African Youth Movement administered these 800 bottles and has given us about, I think it's about 80-some-odd people over there that have healed themselves with OxySilver of everything from malaria and syphilis to AIDS. And it's such a blessing. They sent us some beautiful thank you letters and beautiful pictures many of which have been posted on the oxysilver.com website. You know, let me give folks that toll-free number. That's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And get yourself some stocks of OxySilver. You can also go online because we want to partner with you. Go online to OxySilver.com and sign up as an affiliate. Reverend Roxy, what number are you as an affiliate? Do you know?
118.
118. Okay, so here's what you do, folks. I'm going to give you a website. Take this down. I'm going to bless Reverend Roxy tonight. Ready?
Well, when you bless me, you bless everyone else out there because it all goes back into the pot.
You bet. You bet. That's what I love about this whole concept. Giving is receiving. Giving is receiving. And that's what we should keep in mind is the truth, universal, that we should apply for the actualization of the kingdom of heaven manifesting on earth, everything in perfect order. We need to get into gear, get into the flow of how the Creator works. Creator's always giving us air and food and shelter and water and bringing us everything that we need, sustaining us. Gee whiz, why don't we get into that flow? That's where it's at. So here's what you do, folks. Reverend Roxy, what number was that?
118.
118. Okay, so you're going to put into your computer search engine, www.oxysilver.com/forward118. And then you're going to sign up under Reverend Roxy and her organization. You're going to sign up right on that website, oxysilver.com/forward118. If you go to the bottom of the homepage and you click, it should open you up to Reverend Roxy's order line and order form, which is very simple to fill out. It'll take you no more than 2 minutes to fill out. Put in your name, address, telephone number, your email address, and create a password, and then what happens? You press click, and you immediately have an email sent to you with your number on it. And that number is a $6,600 gift that we're giving you to partner with you in this magnificent opportunity to bless humanity divinely with the creative juice, water, and a little silver and a love vibration to cure all the infectious diseases on the planet. And that's going to happen spiritually, bio-spiritually. That's what we're administering now. Read the research. Make yourself aware. This is not just scriptural hype. This is hard, cold, scientific fact. What silver hydrosols do, silver hydrosols have been proven to cure everything from AIDS to all sorts of infectious diseases. So please make yourself aware of the science, but do sign up. Become a lifesaver with us. This is a life-saving mission that we're on. As many lives as you can save. You know, the Christian community is constantly out there trying to bring people to Yeshua. They're saving the soul. Well, we're saving the lives and the souls. We want both. Creator doesn't shortchange you. Why should we shortchange you? We want prosperity in all ways. That's the covenant. That's the promise of when you bring your heart to the Creator fully. You merge with that divinity. Then there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven as you're manifesting in this divine human communion in that matrix, in that music, in that blessing. That's a full measure of blessing and opportunity. That is where we are going and right now existing. And we choose that. And it's a by choice and a human will given by to us by the Creator and the Creator's will that we are empowered and enabled to make that choice, that we bring you this opportunity for OxySilver blessing, saving lives. You know folks who are sick out there right now. You know people who are sick with infectious diseases, herpes, all sorts of fungal infections and yeast infections, with hepatitis B and C, all sorts of life-threatening infectious diseases, viral infectious diseases, bacterial infectious diseases like tuberculosis, and then all of these other pathogens, parasites, all sorts of things from malaria, to kwashiorkor, all of these diseases don't stand a chance against the Creator. Nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven that the Creator manifests. And this is the solution, the universal solvent, water, with a little bit of electrically conductive silver and a lot of love. Love is the universal healer. Music is the universal language. And water is the universal solvent. Solve the pollution, solve the problem with a frequency vibrating 528 loving liquid called oxysilver. This is a miracle. And so I praise the Creator for blessing us with this revelation and the science at this time in history where so many people are fearful of losing their lives to germs. We're celebrating the fact that we have this life-sustaining, supporting, and prospering opportunity. Reverend Roxy, let me give that phone number out one more time. And then,
you do that, Dr. Lynn.
Yeah, and then you take it where you want to go with the
well,
show next.
Well, I want to piggyback some more on that because I think before you give the number out, I really want to encourage people out there. This is a solution to our problem in terms of children's medicine. I mean, I just read something on the web today that was startling, mind-blowing, that the amount of children who are suffering from chronic diseases due to obesity is rising, that the number of prescription drugs that our children are using is rising. This is a problem, folks. Now, I can't think of a better medicine than OxySilver, pure in color, pure in taste. It is something you can get into a child's body on a prophylactic measure, especially if you are not into getting your child vaccinated or you want to protect them from the children who are getting vaccination through the shedding process. All I want to say to you is that this you should check out. Right here on the island, Dr. Lynn, we have a flu that's going around that's attacking the middle ear. People have to close their eyes to negotiate around because if they open their eyes, they get dizzy. And they went to the hospital, and they told them they had a flu that was attacking their middle ear. I don't know how true that is, but I know these people are hurting for certain. And I told this man about OxySilver, and I'm hoping that he will take the suggestion. So, folks, your children, this is a good way. I mean, colds, flus, all kinds of yucky things that come around. OxySilver can take care of it. So give them that number again.
Certainly. And, you know, Reverend Roxy, I want to acknowledge you also for not only sharing that. And folks, I want you to know that when you sign up, when I say under Reverend Roxy's team, which is the oxysilver.com/forward 118, was it?
Yes, it is.
118, number 118, oxysilver.com/forward 118. You're going to be supporting Reverend Roxy's ministry, which is called the Raising Cain Ministry. And Raising Cain is about cane juice and raising this absolutely magnificent, life-saving liquid, because I have watched Reverend Roxy administer it and reverse diabetes, reverse all sorts of problems through simple fasting, lots of love, lots of prayer, and fresh squeezed cane juice. Raising Cane Ministries, who you'll be engaged in and supporting when you engage with oxysilver.com/forward 118. So it's a proud blessing that I have to administer by sharing that information on the Inside Hour. Please do help Reverend Roxy's ministry, Raising Cain, to continue to do its fine work on the Big Island of Hawaii, where there are so many impoverished people. The natives have been decimated by the genocide, and there are so many people. And yes, indeed, there is a anti-white, there's an anti-Howley sentiment in the native population that's untrusting. Well, Reverend Roxy Hampton and her ministry is on the Big Island of Hawaii and is changing that big, big, big time. So please support everything that you do in our organizations is going to be a great blessing that's going to be multiplied. You'll multiply when you donate anything to Raising Cain or the Royal Bloodline of David, and we have formed, as you can hear on the Inside Hour, a beautiful, divine, heartfelt connection and alliance, and that whenever you support our organization and our people, essentially that is a blessing that's going to come back multiplied to you. So, folks, it's now about 13 minutes before the top of the hour. If you have any questions, give us a call right now at 877-876-5227. Give us a ring if you've got any questions or comments about OxySilver or anything else that's happening politically or prophetically in your life. So 877-876-5227. That's toll free for bbsradio.com. We're on every Tuesday night, and we start midnight on the East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Hawaii time. And Don Newsom is a great brother, friend at BBS Central, and we thank Don very much for putting us on the air every week.
Well, you know, Dr. Lynn, we now have a biracial president of the United States. Martin Luther King said, "We shall overcome, but we'll have to have it together before we'll be done." And that is what's going to be interesting to watch. And, like my father said, if you can't really get behind the man, get behind his position. And so, therefore, I pray, just like you did, as we come down to the end of this show, that Barack Hussein Obama will do God's will. We'll pray first. We'll listen to the people. And we'll do God's will over man's all the time. Can't go wrong. And that's just what I wanted to say. Other than that, I just wanted to say that it is great to live in America because for the first time in my life, I got to vote for a black woman and a Hispanic woman in a presidential election. And I am not ashamed to tell you that I voted for Cynthia McKinney. That is true. I had to vote my heart. I had to vote my mind, and my mind told me to vote for her. So for everybody else out there, I voted for Cynthia McKinney, but I respect Barack Obama as our next president. So therefore, we will march forward into this here 21st century with some serious change. And I just wanted to say that tonight so it'd be on the archives, and no one will ever have to tell me what it was I said on this here November 4th, 2008.
You know, Reverend Rossi, I'd like to just add a little prayer to that. I pray that there will be a reconciliation between Barack Obama and Reverend Jeremiah Wright. I pray from my heart, from the depths of my heart, that Barack Obama will reinvite Reverend Wright, who has been right all along about the African-American genocide and the AIDS virus being part of that, and a large part of that, and that the reconciliation will bring Reverend Wright and his wisdom and his spiritual blessings and his teachings into the White House of the United States of America, and that our new president, Barack Obama, will turn, will repent, that is, turn from this devil doing of conducting genocide on behalf of the Anglo-American royalty and banking cartel and the pharmaceutical poisoners and the industrialists that commit this hideous atrocity against humanity. I pray that Reverend Wright will be the chaplain, the minister for the White House. I pray that this reconciliation shall come quickly, because there's no time to delay when there are hundreds of thousands and millions of lives basically undergoing this potential risk. This mortality and morbidity must stop, and we must put an end to this atrocity and decree that we are full-fledged, powerful, spiritual beings that can heal and sustain and uplift, and that we don't have an overpopulation problem when we can learn to live sustainably, permaculturally, engaged in divinity and love, blessing humanity and each other as brothers and sisters, that this is our holy family. This is our community. And as we take it from the community to the state and then the nation, and that we need the strong presence of a leadership and wise, spirit-directed leader within the White House, I pray that Reverend Jeremiah Wright will once again be the premier counsel of our new president, Barack Obama, and that we will put aside all of the insanity and lunacy of lying and political game-playing and special interest manipulation, so that we have the truth that shall set us free be spoken and heralded from the White House, and that the minister Reverend Jeremiah Wright, be positioned in the White House and in alliance with the White House and directing from the spirit level everything that's ongoing in and around and from the White House. I pray you, Heavenly Creator, please bless us, bless this nation. This is a nation that says, in God we trust. Let it be truly said that this is a nation that trusts in God fully and is directed by God's people, not the political movers and shakers, not the banking industrialists, not the pharmaceutical industrialists, not the energy cartel. I pray that Barack Obama will accept the true spiritual guidance from the heavenly throne through the wise elders such as Reverend Jeremiah Wright. And I praise you, Heavenly Creator, for manifesting this quickly, mercifully, powerfully, so that we can begin this whole reformation and evolution into the America that you will, that in fact we have said, in God we trust. Let you, Heavenly Creator, finally be able to trust us as we uplift ourselves into your shining light of love. We praise you. God has blessed America. Now let America bless God. I praise you, Heavenly Creator, for manifesting this prayer. We praise you in Yeshua's blessed name always. And in your name, we give full faith and trust once again. Amen.
Amen. Dr. Lynn, I do believe the show is over. I think it's time for Don Nikoloff to take off and come on board. And I just want to tell you that I love you. I'm off to Auntie Emily's victory party, I hope. We're sitting here waiting for the election results, and I'll get back to you during the week with the results, okay?
Wonderful,
I'm out of
sister.
Here.
Love you.
Love you.
Good night, folks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Lynn Horwitz with Reverend Roxy Hampton. Thanking you so much for joining us again next Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast. We're bringing you the Insight Hour. Thanks for joining us. Look forward to it again next week. Bye for now.